Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Tony. He wants me to cover the strange case of Amber Heard quitting Hollyweird and moving to Madrid, Spain. And nothing of value was lost here. I think her career now looks like the character she played in the most recent version of The Stand, after jumping off a skyscraper. We all know that it's Hollywood that quit her first. Now if only she could take Meghan Markle with her, there would be justice in this world. She says that she's probably going to write a book, and we all know that she's going to make millions off of it. Hopefully she trips up and Depp sues her for libel. She has a 2-year-old daughter named Una that she had through surrogacy. She won't say who the father is, but I'm guessing it's Elon Musk. And he's probably paying her living expenses after Depp sued her into oblivion. She's bilingual in Spanish and happy there raising her daughter, away from all the noise. One of her old friends shared this information and said that she's in no hurry to work for Hollywood again. That's okay, because I'm sure they aren't in a hurry to hire her back. Plus, she's 37, so in a few years, the only role she'll be able to get if she hadn't destroyed her career are those of mothers. We don't know 100% that she's moved to Spain, but she sold her Yucca Valley, California home in July of 2022 for only $1.1 million, and she's been spending a ton of time in Spain. The court ordered her to pay $10 million in damages, plus another $350,000 for writing the Crybaby article against Johnny Depp, which was a hit piece in 2018. After losing in court, hopefully she brought her own bedsheets to Spain. I don't think that Depp will take all her money, though. And if she does, I think that Musk might be supporting her to raise the kid that might be theirs. Again, lots of speculation here. She won't say whose kid it is, but she was involved with Musk and was cheating on Depp with him. Now that she's done with Hollywoke, more like they're done with her, I'm thinking that the Lonely Fans opportunities are going to open up for her. She could also moonlight on some Dubai porta-potty action. She's already auditioned on Depp's bedsheets, or should I call them bedshits? I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Amber Heard likes to leave turds in the bedroom clown world show. I kept reading about how both in her and Johnny Depp are toxic and that they deserve to have their careers ruined. It was mostly women saying this, and in the end, her career would have basically come to an end anyway. After the trial where she lost all her money, she asked the judge to toss the jury's verdict out because supposedly the judgment wasn't supported by evidence. But her career has been based on her good looks and not her acting ability, and after she hit her mid-30s, it was pretty much over. Growing up in Canada, I went to school with Estella Warren, the actress and model, and she was super hot. She's also blonde like Heard, and her career was toast when she hit the wall. Women like these only have a small window to secure a high-status man and have some kids with him. I think that Heard, if the Musk rumors are true, figured out a way to secure a financial future by having a daughter, while not having to have a man in her life. Warren, on the other hand, didn't do that. She went loopy, and last I heard, she was arrested for domestic violence after dousing her boyfriend with cleaning liquid. She also had a hard time paying her rent and didn't pay it for 5 months because she couldn't. That's probably what's going to happen to her. Abusive relationships, DUIs, and financial hardship are all coming for her. In the end, Warren couldn't take accountability, so what she did instead of paying the rent was to claim that the home was infested with insects and rodents and had bad electrical and plumbing systems. It's not her fault. It's never their fault. She was also charged with a DUI about 10 years back. They were given beauty, which they could have cashed in for a relationship at any time. We're probably going to hear about all sorts of outbursts from her as she fades into obscurity. She better get on that book ASAP because Aquaman comes out at the end of 2023. I'd be frantically writing the book right now if I were her instead of eating pizza and Ibiza. Her period of relevancy is closing rapidly. I heard that Aquaman 2 was filmed at the end of 2021 before the court case, so it was too late to replace her from the project after she had been discovered to be the real abuser in the relationship with Depp. The studio left things where they were instead of choosing to do costly reshoots. Sorry, Tony, that's about all I got to say in the story. For the second half, I want to talk about how in Serbia, this 13-year-old student, with a boomstick, went on a rampage. But before he did, he made a long list of people he was targeting, and checked it twice to find out who's being naughty and nice. From what I heard in the news, 7 of the 8 victims are females. Why the media wasn't reporting on that, I'll never know. They should have been spinning the whole 13-year-old.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Lincel with pew-pews takes out a bunch of girls. Why would he do that unless they were being mean and nasty to him in the first place? He also knew that under the age of 14, there would be zero consequences with regards to going to jail. He was a model student with good grades and was highly intelligent. His father was a doctor. He knew exactly what he was doing, and my mother was trying to understand what happened. I told her that this is what happens when you bully someone and make their life a living hell, so they eventually take revenge. She couldn't understand why something like this was happening outside of America. But we all know why. When you're a male and girls tease you and abuse you, and you have no recourse because violence from a boy against a girl is not tolerated, you'll try crazy things. If you're a boy being bullied by other boys, then you can fight them and people usually look the other way. But when girls make your life a living hell through rumors, as girls are becoming increasingly aggressive now, you don't really have any way to release your anger. When this kid gets out of whatever detention he's in, I should get Igor MGTOW, a young teenage MGTOW in Serbia, to contact him and see about getting an interview. To be fair, though, my childhood was bad, so I fantasize about doing similar things as him. One time bringing bats and clubs to school, but my parents stopped me from shellacking a kid in the round ball of flesh found on top of his neck with a baseball bat. But I just don't understand why feminists don't jump all over this. They don't even say the sex of those that were being targeted and hurt. Normally that's the propaganda spin, and it's anti-male. The best explanation for what happened can be heard in today's Not So Mystery Link, where Jordan Peterson and Camille Paglia talk about how men and women resolve conflicts differently. And then when you have this woke world, men don't really have a way to resolve conflicts with women using physical force, and our verbal skills are typically not as good as women's. So the only way to fix the situation is to walk away. But that's hard to do when you're a young student being constantly verbally abused by your classmates. Then when you go home, they verbally attack you through the internet. Bullying has gotten to bad levels, and I feel bad for young guys, as they don't have peace as pupils. People are also blaming his father for keeping the boomsticks unlocked. Other people are blaming video games for the violence. But no one wants to blame social media and the sad state of affairs between the sexes. Men have two paths in the society. First, they can either become catty and walk on eggshells, or they can walk away from gynocentric parts of the world and work in fields and live in places that are more mentally healthy for a masculine mindset. As I mentioned before, I've trained myself to be very careful with my words. A lot of that is thanks in part because I've done tons of photography and video work with brides and models. I have to entertain them and make them laugh as well as open up using my language skills. So the visuals that I capture show someone that's happy and entertained. But a lot of guys are very disagreeable, and they can't tolerate being nice all that much. After all, 60% of men are disagreeable by nature, so many of them will go into the trades. So that tells me that there will always be enough simps around that 40% in most industries to get used to as emotional tampons. There's no danger to women that they'll lose their entire supply of simps. It's just that the guys that do remain are going to become even more mistreated, that they'll bear more of the brunt of bad female feelings. Some men can compartmentalize the abuse. When I worked for abusive clients that yelled and screamed at me, I just let it roll off my back, because I knew I had the power to walk away at any time. But when other people saw the abuse, they wondered why I continued working with them. I couldn't exactly tell them that the worst behaved women provided the best content for my Sandman channel, or that I dealt with clients that were far worse than they were. When you're being verbally abused by a woman, if she's doing it, and she's dumb, then you just see it as NPC behavior. But when she's intelligent and doing it maliciously for her personal satisfaction, that's when you need to get the hell out of there. Because you can literally see the evil Cheshire face cat on her. I suspect the Serbian boomstick boy probably saw the delight those girls had in their eyes while tormenting him. And because he was in school, there was no way to get out of the situation. If you're a father and your son wants to transfer schools because of bullying, sometimes that's the best thing you can do. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tony for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Amber is going to get smashed by life with little to no attention as she enters middle age. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the former Hollywood celebrities that eventually become homeless bank ladies in the streets away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.